Greetings, traveler. Oh, don't be startled. Does my sight disturb you? Leaning out of my tree, or was it simply unexpected? I can assure you that I mean no harm. You carry neither flame nor axe. Thus, I have no reason to bear you any ill will. Besides, you carry the scent of the lands adjacent. Oh, you didn't know? Say, are you familiar with the stories of your kind and ours? And what about the promise given between the primeval spirits of this land and men settling its wild edges like yourself? No. Has your kind forgotten the pact made in return for sparing these primeval woods? Well, do at least your elders pass down the oath? Or could it be known to you in a different form, perhaps? A mantra for good omen, or a myth, or possibly a nursery rhyme sang to you in children's days. Upon laying at a dryad's tree, no harm shall come to thee. Very good. I feared for the worst just now, but with your words uttered, the oath is renewed. It would have been a shame to deny you refuge among the roots of my tree. Not many visitors pass by it these days, but fret not. Rest your weary bones. Neither beast nor man shall harm you here. Come, lean up against me. Shall I guide you into the land of slumber? Your look betrays the hardships of your journey, I'm afraid. I can trace the faint lines of sorrow on your face, and your muscles seem tense indeed. Of course your stuff is safe as well. No thief shall lay a finger on it. Not even my small, mischievous relatives will dare to do so. You have my word. Now, close your eyes and lean back. Lean against the strong bark of my tree. Listen to the breeze tickling the leaves. The distant rushing, crystal clear water. Perhaps a distant set of tiny clouds scuttling over a rocky surface. That is not all the comfort we spirits can provide, though. We do enjoy combing through the fur of our entrusted, be they animal or man. Supposedly, it is quite soothing. And not only that, the sensation of our bark is out of this world. You must have wondered why we allow so many beasts to press themselves against our trees. Maybe the thought hasn't occurred at all. I guess it would be an odd thing to think about, wouldn't it? No matter. I wonder where your RJ adventurous journey might take you. For a being like myself, rooted in this place, the freedom of travel has always held a certain fascination. Going where you please seems so foreign. Just meeting up another beyond the bounds of one's own forest. It might span an incredible distance, there is truth in that, but your kind seldom travels it. You are the first in many years, after all. Sure, we chase off anyone bearing an axe or trying to set flame to our corner of the world. But our repute could not have suffered that much from simply defending what is ours. Or did those tales morph into stories of horror, ushered at night? Cautionary fables whispered into the ears of mischievous children. That can't be it. You called our oath. And yet, don't take my rambling too serious. I do love it here. It is most decidedly my place in the world. And the animals of this forest are certainly great company. I also have the company of my dear sisters much, much deeper into the thicket. But having you here gives me a glimpse into another world whose delights I might be missing. I think my fellow spirits would turn green with envy. Oh, would you do this for me? I would certainly welcome your visits. Maybe hear stories from beyond the influence of my roots, of other places under the sun, moon, and stars. Pray tell, would you be so kind as to spread our good name, perhaps? The right word amongst the right crowd might do wonders. That would certainly please me greatly. Say, the few guests I've entertained in my many, many years often want me to caress their ears and temples. Would you like me to do this for you? It would be my honor. All right. You seem surprised. Did you expect my hands to be as coarse as this tree's bark? Well, looks can be deceiving. Our skin can be as soft and firm as a springtime willow, if we wish it so. It can also harden to a strength that most ancient oaks would blush at. It's even said that the gentle touch of a dryad can ease the worries of the mind. I can see it on your face. The muscles relaxed. The eyes bereaved of any tension. It has been quite a while since I entertained a guest from the lands. It feels nice to soothe the spirit of another once more. Sure, the animals of these lands seek refuge also. I mentioned as much before. And every Every single one of them is dear to my heart. But to care for another sentient soul is a different kind of pleasure. To provide the safety seemingly lacking nowadays. To have them lean up against you trustingly. Even the leaves of my trees seem to rustle more cheerfully in the evening breeze. Can you hear it? Say, traveler, what would you say to a different kind of attention? At times I feel the fawns nibbling my tree bark, their mothers licking the sap from the trunk. It is a heavenly feeling. Would you like me to try that on your ears? Yes? Sleep has finally come. Now, rest. And be safe in the knowledge that no harm may befall you under the crown of my tree. I should weave a spell into their hair so that their safety as well as their return is guaranteed.